The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are Ethan Hewitt with KMA Land Shenandoah and Aaron Summers with Pocahontas Record Democrat. Ethan, can you start us off with a question for Senator Grassley?
Thank you, Senator. Of course, one of the big headlines from yesterday, of course, was former President Trump being found guilty on all 34 counts in the New York hush money trial, alleging that he had falsified business records. Just what was your reaction, obviously, to this jury verdict yesterday?
Well, first of all, to confess, I wasn't in the courtroom like some of my colleagues, so everything I know about it is what I've got from media, both print and TV and radio. And I think yesterday's decision is just another example of liberal or progressive or leftist, whatever you want, adjective you want to use, activists, prosecutors weaponizing the judicial system to carry out their political vendettas. And I expect the case to be overturned on appeal.
All right, then let's go ahead with Aaron.
Thank you, Senator. I just wondered if you had any updates that you wanted to share about progress on the farm bill.
About what?
The farm bill?
Oh, yes. Oh, boy, I'll tell you, in the 12 counties that I was in this last week for Q&A, I'll bet it came up in at least 10 of them. So you're asking a very appropriate question. As far as the Senate's concerned, I'm very pessimistic that we will get a farm bill put together because it's got to be bipartisan and there's some still partisan differences that have to be worked out, and I'll discuss those. But it is very positive that the House moved a farm bill out of committee. Now, whether it'll move in the House floor, we'll just have to wait and see. As far as the slow movement in the Senate, that's been going on for now maybe 8-9 months. It revolves around the fact that Republicans and maybe an occasional Democrat thinks there needs to be more farm in the farm bill, and let me explain that. 15% of the farm bill goes to the Department of Agriculture and helps farmers. The other 85% is for food stamps, and we think that Democrats are not going to be aggressive enough to recognize the inflation that's happened since 2018 on diesel, interest, chemicals, seed, fertilizer, inputs generally. And until that's worked out, I don't think a farm bill is going to move. And I haven't seen enough movement in that direction, although in the last 2 weeks, I have seen the chairwoman of the committee move and talk more about moving a bill and reaching an agreement, but things she has put on paper isn't adequate enough to satisfy us on the Republican side of helping farmers through reference pricing to a great enough deal. But we will have a one-year extension if we don't have a five-year farm bill.
All right, back to Ethan.
Kind of staying on the agriculture side of things, we saw the Biden administration recently impose some new tariffs regarding China. I guess, what concerns would you have, Senator, about how this could potentially impact the agriculture industry?
Well, we saw it when Trump did it, and they took some action against agriculture exports from the United States. They haven't made that move yet with the Biden tariffs, but I think they soon will.
All right, and back to Aaron.
Thank you. Senator, have you heard any concerns from Iowans about the growth of use of artificial intelligence online? And is there anything that you or anyone in the Senate that you're aware of is working on to maybe put some limits on how AI is used?
There are legislations, bills in, and I wouldn't want to say how bipartisan they are in the United States Senate, but there are people that are working on legislation. Now, I'm in one of the committees that is affected by it a little bit, but by such a small part that I don't think the Judiciary Committee is going to play a very big role in it. But more the Commerce Committee, as an example, maybe the Intelligence Committee, things like that. But there is some legislation being worked on, but it hasn't advanced very far. And quite frankly, I think that I think that the chances of getting something done this year before with a short legislative season we're having because of the presidential election, I think that perhaps that may be difficult to get done, even if it were moving faster than it is right now. Now, you see AI discovered so infrequently in my county meetings, it's hard for me to give you an example of how far Iowans are along on this. But I did talk to a small, in fact, she came to my office not to talk about AI, but it came up, a small manufacturer in Waverly, Iowa. She was telling me how she was using, or she was talking about AI. And I said to her, do you think it will ever be of any value to you? And she said, I punched in a whole, I don't know what she punched into the computer, certain things she wanted to know or something, but she said, I went through that process, and she said, I got more ideas of how I can sell my products in such a short period of time. Yes, it's helping me in my marketing. Now, I don't know. She didn't go into detail any more than what I'm telling you. But I was surprised at the positive response I had from a small manufacturer in Waverly, Iowa, on the use of AI. And the reason I say I'm so surprised is I've gone to so many seminars on AI, and I'd have to tell you, I still feel very ignorant about the subject. And I've tried my darndest to keep on top of it.
All right. And back to Ethan.
Senator, we've also seen both the U.S. and Germany now also allow Ukraine to use long-range weapons that those countries are supplying to strike targets further inside Russia, which is a bit of a policy change from some of the restrictions that we've had on Western weaponry in that conflict. I guess, is this something that you potentially support? And I guess, what sort of, maybe concerns do you or others in the Senate maybe have about the impact that this could have on that conflict?
I can only speak for myself on that subject. I can't give you any judgment about how other people feel about it because it's not, maybe they're talking about in the Armed Services Committee, but I don't even know that. So let's go to your question. I think it's a perfect example of whether you're talking about tanks, F-16s, other weapon systems. I don't know how many times this president has decided to finally do something, but he didn't finally decide to jump off the cliff until somebody in Europe decided to do it. So France and Germany has decided to move ahead. couple weeks ago in regard to their similar weapon systems that could get into China, or I mean into Russia, with the only caveat being that they had to use it just on military establishments within Russia, not using, not destroying civilians and killing civilians like Putin does in Ukraine. So then now we're going to do the same thing. And I just think that Ukraine would be further along if this president had not been months and months. And in the case of the F-16, well, the decision was made a year ago to do it, and maybe next year they'll get the F-16s. And as just examples. And so you can't have a sanctuary to kill Ukrainians from Russia. You got to go after the sanctuary. And this is a positive move as far as I'm concerned.
Okay, and the last question will go to Aaron.
Thank you. Senator Grassley, do you have any updates as far as immigration and the situation at the southern border that you can share with us?
None whatsoever, and I'm disappointed I can't give you updates. But let me rephrase your question, not because your question was wrong, but I just want to say how this comes to me from the grassroots of Iowa. Somebody comes to my town meeting and says, Grassley, what are you going to do about the border? So I wish I could say I'm going to do this and this and this. Well, I guess I can say that. I'd finish the fence. I'd put more Border Patrol on. I would do everything I could to keep people from illegally entering the country. That's what I could do now if we could ever get it done. But Schumer isn't going to bring that stuff up in the United States Senate. So I guess I can't do what I'd like to do. But then I go on to explain that before I ever went to the Congress of the United States, so you're talking about decades ago, Congress passed legislation that that you can't enter our country without our permission. And by the way, we get about a million people here every year entering our country legally. So nobody can say we're anti-immigration. In fact, we're the most liberal of any country on this face of the earth. So Congress passed laws, but we don't enforce the laws. The president enforces the laws. So my only answer to that constituent is that that this president ran on a campaign of an open border, so we have an open border. We shouldn't be surprised. And until we get a new president that'll enforce the law, we're still going to have this going on. And about 10 million people, and all the criminals that come in, all the people on the terrorist watch list, and all the fentanyl that's coming in, and all the raping of women coming up from Mexico, through Mexico, and the child trafficking, the sex trafficking, and the murders of Americans that have come with people that have entered our country with a criminal record, or even coming from gangs. And it isn't just that people are coming, it's what's coming with them.
Thank you, Ethan and Aaron, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.